If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, so we always love to kick off your work week with great news. It's a little bit different this week because last week we were talking about how Andy had some dryer balls that he ordered online stolen. His package was stolen from the lobby of his condo.
I was robbed. That's right.
Thieves. Exactly. So we were getting a lot of messages as we were talking about this, and there was one that really got to us and clearly really got to a lot of people who were listening also. Yeah. It was from Natasha. She mentioned that somebody stole her good food box from the lobby. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what good food is, it's one of those meal prep services.
A delivery service
where everything sort of comes. It makes it really easy for you to build recipes at home, right?
Super simple.
Yeah, it gives you all the ingredients you need. It gives you the recipe. You whip it together. It's super convenient and delicious and healthy in a lot of ways too. So Natasha is a single mom with three kids, one who's been having some health issues. And she mentioned that someone stole her good food box for the week from her lobby. And, you know, immediately I was like, wow, as a single mom in the first place, at one point you have to make the decision over convenience and money, you know? Mm-hmm. So she obviously had decided to budget this in to give her a little bit more time with her kids, maybe to do the homework, to take care of it. Like, single mom, three kids, that's a lot of work.
For sure.
Yeah, so the story definitely got to all of us, and it also made its way back to somebody who works at Good Food. Her name is Laurence. And Laurence, you heard this story, and you wanted to help out, right?
My mom told me about the story. She was like, you work for Good Food. Did you hear there was a client who got their package stolen? And I was like, no, like, that's not okay. And we would do something to definitely fix that. So I basically reached out to you guys to see if we could get in touch with that member and see that we could resolve the problem.
Right. And you have a very generous offer for this woman.
So we'd really love to, you know, offer a $500 Good Food credit.
Wow.
To the single mom. We know that, you know, being a parent in general is really, really tough. But also, like, everybody at Good Food, we're just so, like, we call it customer-centric. And when we hear these kinds of things, like, we all want to make sure to go out of our way that all of our members are having, like, 100%, 110% experience rate. So when we heard that, we really wanted to do something special for her.
Wow. Like,
that's fantastic.
Very, very generous. Yeah.
$500 worth of meals. I can only imagine what that means to a single mom of three kids. Mm-hmm. I know she's struggling with one of her kids in the hospital right now, too. Her name is Natasha.
You know what? I didn't even know that she was struggling with a kid in the hospital, and I think that just makes it, like, even so much more rewarding for us as a company to be able to go out of our way and really make sure that we're helping getting meals on the tables for our Canadian family. So I'm really happy to be able to offer that to her.
For Good Foods to do something like this really says a lot about really the people that work at Good Foods, like you, Laurence. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a great team, and we have a really amazing member happiness team that really, like, goes above and beyond any customer service. And it's not just because I work there. Like, you know, you hear stories and it's like, oh my God, like, this is a great company to work for. Like, we're always so excited to get into work. Like, a Monday morning, you know, there's no dread involved. It's just like, great. Like, how can I change lives and change the way people eat this week?
I gotta say, you're doing an amazing thing and changing a lot for Natasha right now, who's obviously going through a bit of a tough time. But I think you're also inspiring a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm really happy to hear that.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure chatting with you, and keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Wow.
How awesome
is
that?
Very cool. Fantastic.
I know. Now, like I mentioned, Natasha's been very busy. Our producer's been in contact with her, but she was in the hospital a little bit with one of her children. So we're just wishing her the best and hope that this can take a little bit of stress off right now at this
time. Absolutely.
And a big thank you for Good Food as well for chatting with us and for being so generous.
Good food, even better people.
What a great slogan.
Are you looking for a job?
TM.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Do you filter your photos before you post them online? You can text us this morning, 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. So I think generally people use a filter now and again, right? It's become very common.
I've never.
You've never used a filter?
Come on.
Never.
I've filtered your face for you. No worries.
Thank you.
Well, the dating app Plenty of Fish is taking a stand against people using filtered photos because they want to promote authenticity and crack down on catfishing on the platform. All right. So they said they did a poll, and that 84% of single people said they want more honesty when it comes to their online dating experience. And that includes all of these filtered photos. And then, you know, you match with somebody, you have a conversation with with them, you go to meet them, and they look nothing like the photos.
Yeah, you're not shopping for a t-shirt. You're shopping for a life partner. So you want to get off on the right foot. I mean, there's nothing worse than like already being skeptical of what a person's looking like in real life before you've even met them.
So you think it should just, you should have to be clear face, no filter. Should you be allowed to wear makeup then in that case?
Makeup's okay, but filters, I mean, you like sometimes the person does not look anything like what they look like in the picture, and that's not fair.
You've seen that happen before?
It's misleading, absolutely.
Andy?
I think those examples, though, are so few and far between where they look absolutely nothing like what their picture was. I mean, especially for a dating site, what's wrong with trying to look your best? If you're ever going to give yourself any kind of advantage, it's going to be on a dating site. You're going to put on a little, you know, a little Mayfair or a little Valencia to your face. And
what is a Mayfair?
Well, those are filters.
I thought it was like a lipstick or something at first.
But aren't we at kind of like an understanding where any picture you see of somebody online, there's probably going to be a filter there?
I filter less and less. I find normally because I find it annoying and I don't have the time. And I'm like, is this worth going through the 5 to 7 minutes, whatever it's going to take? When it's
7 minutes?
It can take a long time to find the perfect filter.
Wow.
You know, people like transparency nowadays. People don't like, they don't like being misled. If I was to take a picture of my shirt off and I imposed a six pack on my belly, and I get all these people liking it because they like the six pack, and then they meet me in real life and they're disappointed. That's not
those are
fair.
Such extreme examples.
It's not.
It's kind of the same thing. I see where you're both coming from. I agree. We're living in a world, and not only when it comes to dating, but when it comes to our body image and the issues that we're having, so many women are having with mental health surrounding body image right now. So number one, we're being shoved these images down our throats of things that are not real, you know? But on the flip side of things, you're competing with other people who are filtering. On Tinder, everybody's so Instagram ready, so maybe you won't even get the swipe right in the first place for the date if they don't think that you're really attractive in the first place. It's tough.
I have like an adverse reaction to filters and to makeup. Like the more that I see a picture has been done up, the less likely I am to click because I don't want to have to go through all those layers. And
you
like,
should probably give up online dating anyway, considering you're in a relationship.
How many pictures are you going through?
You know, I actually had a guy accuse me of being untruthful in the way I looked in the pictures that I posted once. This happened years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it was Plenty of Fish. I don't know. It was one of those sites. Went on a date with this guy. I was looking forward to seeing him. And I got a blowout at a salon before I went. So my hair was all nice and smooth. I was feeling good. And when I got there, he was shocked because I hadn't realized and I hadn't thought anything of it. But most of my online photos, I had my naturally curly hair, which is extremely curly, like these tight little afro-like curls, both nice, but I like the blowout once in a while. And he could not stop talking about it. He was like, you look so different than your photos. And listen, I know weight can change. Like there was nothing, the photos were brand new. They were like days old. I always make sure to put the most recent photos on there. But he felt like he had been catfished because apparently, because clearly he had something for curly hair. Like I don't know if that's the only reason he was going on a date with me. I don't know.
Did he realize that all you have to do is take a shower and your hair would go back to being poofy? Like it's undoable.
Wasn't that bright? It's all he could talk about. It was the most awkward date. He made me pay for my own tea.
Oh.
Yeah. And by the end of it, he was like, do you want me to walk you to your car? And I'm like, no, thank you. I want to forget this ever happened. You know, you think you're doing a good thing, making your hair look nice. And he thought I'd pulled something over his eyes or something.
So now you learn from that and you have a picture of curly hair and straight hair now?
I take showers in between my dates, you know?
There you go.
First part of the date, it's straight. And then I take a quick shower so they can see me both ways.
They see the whole gamut. I like it.
It's the only way they feel I'm being truthful.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Are you the type of person to drive around to find that perfect parking spot? Or do you just take the first one you find? You can text us at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So one of these strategies is actually the better strategy. It'll save you more time. And I was shocked it wasn't the one that I thought it was.
Okay.
But which type are you, first of all?
I scan and I'll go around and around until I find anything that's within walking distance. I'm not too greedy when it comes to parking spots.
So you're in between?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're an in-betweener.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Andy?
I have no problem taking a spot at the back of the lot if it means I have to walk, you know, a couple extra minutes and it means there's no cars around me, there's no pressure, and I get a spot right away. Yeah. No problem.
All right. Okay. So you would be called a meek parker.
A meek.
And I'm actually with you too. Meek parkers waste no time looking for a parking spot. They take the first available space, and they are basically like one extreme.
Okay.
And I'm the same way, because if I see a parking spot, especially from downtown parking on the street, there's no saying there's going to be one closer.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
true.
Just put it, lock it in there. You get a little exercise. You walk a little longer. That's a good thing.
Right. And then you kick yourself in the head when you realize that there was a spot, you know, two blocks closer.
You do.
To where
you do. But you didn't know. You know, right. You have to give yourself a break. You're okay, like, I didn't right. know that was going to be there. Plus, like, on the bright side, I got a little exercise, right?
That's true.
That's the Meek Parker. On the other end of the spectrum, we have optimistic drivers. These are the people who will drive back and forth and back and forth to try and find the perfect parking spot.
No. Never know until you try.
That is exhausting to me. And especially when you're saying goodbye to clear parking spots, too.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah.
It drives me crazy. And then right in the middle, you've got the prudent parker. And they'll pass normally on the first available space, but they don't spend quite as long cruising around as optimists do. Okay. All right. So what would you guess is the best strategy when it comes to parking?
Oh, it's got to be the strategy that you and I employ,
just
Nikki.
Take the first space you get, right?
Yeah, less stress. You get a spot right away and you get some exercise.
I would agree.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say you have to try. You have to venture. You have to go try. Do a couple loop-de-loops. And if you don't find anything, then go back to your Meek parking spot that you had to begin with.
Okay, there's no need to call names here this morning.
We're all calling Meek.
We're all friends here. Okay, so they actually did a huge study on this, and they found that prudent drivers spend the least time trying to find parking spots. So that was the person right in the middle.
Really?
So you shouldn't spend all your time and all your effort cruising up and down, finding the perfect spot. But generally, if you don't take the very first spot you see, it'll save you some time and you'll be better off.
Okay, good.
So you want to be prudent. So not meek, but prudent. Not optimistic, but prudent.
I thought we were done calling each other names.
Sam, you always have beef in parking lots.
I don't know. Like, I mean, my mom always taught me you follow the keys, right? You follow the keys to the car.
What does that mean?
When someone's leaving a store or a shop or whatever, you follow the keys.
So when you see somebody leaving and you're...
Well, yeah, because when someone's walking on the street with the keys in their hand, it means that they're either about to unlock their doors or they're going to their car, right? So if you see someone with keys in their hands, you follow them to the parking spot.
You stalk them.
Yeah, but when I have my keys out and I see someone stalking me, I don't like being pressured. I can't stand people watching me get in my car. If I have groceries to put in the back, like, leave me alone. Do another loop-de-loop, and if it's open...
Do another loop-de-loop.
Do you slow down for them, or do you,
he
like, do you
does.
Take their time? Do you take your sweet time?
I'll say this. I don't rush.
Oh,
I don't.
Man.
But why should
you
I rush?
Make them
Why
wait?
Should I be inconvenienced? It's my spot. Until I leave, it's still my spot.
The worst type of person. The worst.
It's a jungle out there. Someone said, yes, Sam, I do the same. I occasionally get my music ready on my phone in the car to waste more time.
Sam does this, and we just had someone text and say they do the same thing.
Yeah.
When you know somebody wants your spot, you purposefully go slower so that they can't get in the spot quickly enough.
I just don't rush, because when I rush, I fumble, I'm going to miss something. I don't like to feel pressured or bullied out of my parking spot.
All right. Veronica, were you appalled when you heard Sam mention this whole theory?
I wasn't appalled. It's just different from what I would do.
Okay, what would you do?
Well, I usually, if I see someone, sometimes they'll roll down their window and I'll tell them where I park.
Oh,
that's
so nice.
And that way they can meet me there.
Yes.
Wow. You're basically granting them a spot.
Why wouldn't
you? Yeah, but I hate looking for parking.
Exactly.
So, yeah. She's paying it forward.
You know, do what you want. To the seat, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
We need more people like Veronica in parking lots out there. I love that. I'm the same, or I'll start to like just hurry a little bit more when I know somebody wants my spot. Just try to make someone else's day a little bit easier if possible, right?
And you never know, you can make someone else's day brighter as well by doing that.
Exactly.
Novel idea.
I agree, Veronica.
I'll try it.
I'm not sure if you've changed his mind, but
I'll try it. Don't rush me.
Oh, God. We love you. Thanks for chatting with us and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much. Bye.
All right. This text says, I'm definitely with Sam. I hate to be followed. I hate to be watched. You know what is a good solution to that? Getting out of the parking spot as quickly as possible.
At my own pace.
As quickly as possible at my own pace. Doesn't really work. This text says, I have two babies to load and unload, and I can't stand it when someone's waiting for my spot.
Okay.
But haven't we all been there? I mean, haven't we all been the person in the car going around and around forever? And then you see somebody going to their car, you want that spot.
Just be happy you have it. It may take a few extra seconds, but that's it. I mean, like, you have the spot, you have your signal on, that's it. You don't have to rush.
Okay, so
sweet time too.
I've never seen him so defensive about anything in my whole entire life.
It's all worked up.
All right, so thank you for the people who said they do the same thing that Sam does, because you helped him out a lot this morning. I feel like he really needed you, and we always appreciate your texts at 92925.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.